You're listening to Halftime with Phil Elson and Ty Richardson.
Baseline, spits it out to Stewart. Right side, Thurman. He's open for three. Good! Scotty Thurman with his third three. Over to McDaniel. Arkansas wins the national championship. The Arkansas Razorbacks have completed the dream season.
Well, that's a familiar sound for a lot of fans that are tuning in right here on Halftime. That's Mike Nail, the longtime radio voice of Arkansas basketball and one of the greatest sportscasters in the history of this state. Joins us on Halftime right now, and it's a pleasure to bring him on today. Mike, you hear that call. I know you've heard it just, you know, thousands of times. You lived it too, and the team will be honored this Saturday at Bud Walton Arena. When you hear that call, does it kind of bring it all back? Because it was right there in front of you, and I imagine you can still remember everything about it.
There's no question. I mean, you can, when you hear it, I can envision the court, everything that's happening, the president and his family sitting up there, and everything. I mean, it's just, it was a special time, and man, am I ever thankful. You know, it's Phil, as you and Ty know, it's the dream of every player in every sport to win a national championship. Well, it's also the dream of every play-by-play guy to do the national championship, and that was a dream come true for me too. Been to the Final Four in Denver in 1990, and didn't last too long. But and this one was, it's special. There's no question about it.
The call of Arkansas completing a dream season, you know, and I've let our listeners know that just in case it did happen in Omaha, I'd scripted out a call because I wanted to be ready for a moment like that. Not everybody does that. What was your preparation in case of a magical moment and a moment that certainly happened? And boy, did you rise to the occasion. Yeah, what was your prep for that?
I thought about that before, the Final Four, the week before the Final Four, and going there, and I finally just said, let it happen. So I didn't script anything out, had no clue. I let it happen. That's the one question everybody wants to know more than any other. And, you know, that was totally ad-lib, just off the cuff, and let it happen.
Mike Nail, former Arkansas play-by-play voice for Arkansas basketball, guest here on Halftime. Mike, I think sometimes when you see a championship team, you just automatically assume that that's the most talented team in however many years. What was the most talented team that you saw in terms of basketball at Arkansas?
Boy, I tell you what, it'd be hard to beat that crew in 78 along, you know, Sidney Moncrief, triplets. And then a talent that the team showed in the 1990s with Todd Day, Lee Mayberry, and Oliver Miller, and all that bunch. And this was a 1994-95 team that went to the Final Four in the national championship game both those years. Was a very skilled team. I don't know that it was the most talented team that I've been around, but it certainly was the most skilled team. I mean, the chemistry of that team was remarkable, player to player, player to coach, coach to coach, player to fans, fans to the players. It was just, it was special. It was a team that believed in each other, bonded, you know, felt like they could share the ball, and it's, you don't see that very often. Very high IQ for basketball, but as far as just pure talent, there may have been better teams.
But that also, Mike, seemed to be like the team that introduced to the state of Arkansas how much fun college basketball can be. You know, there really wasn't a lot of history for basketball at the University of Arkansas until end of the year before they went 26-2 and won the Southwestern Conference but got exited in the first round. You go to the Final Four in that 77-78 year. Was that sort of the introduction to Arkansas of what college basketball was all about?
I think it really was. I think the years that Eddie Sutton spent here and taking the team to the Final Four in 1978, You know, that was a time before the three-point shot. Arkansas won a lot. That's important to remember. Arkansas won a lot. Now, they didn't make it to the Final Four, but they won the Southwest Conference Championship. They won an awful lot of games. And then when Nolan came, he simply changed the style. The 40 minutes of hell that he preached was exactly what you saw at the time. But, yeah, you're right. Eddie Sutton, that era going back to 78, that kind of laid the groundwork. And then the 90s teams really took off. And took Nolan a few years after he took over to build the team up like he wanted, recruit like he wanted, the kind of players he wanted. Every coach is like that. But it was, you know, it began with Eddie, and Nolan was able to refine it and take it to a different level. And to me, I think Nolan was and is the greatest coach that has ever been here, obviously, just by his achievements.
Mike Nail's our guest, former longtime play-by-play voice for Arkansas basketball. Mike, what went into the decision to retire after the 2010 season?
Well, you know, I really wanted to stay for 30 years. I thought, you know, to me, I don't know why. That was a magical year, and I told Jeff Long when he came, I said, after 30 years, I'm retiring, so I mean, if you want to start looking, that's fine with me. He said, look, stay as long as you want. You've earned that. And in that 29th year, I was tired. I was tired of traveling. I could look back on the success of the teams and then the I don't want to say downfall, but the less achieving teams that followed that, you know, and I just it was time to for somebody else to do that job. And you know, I told Jeff, I said, hey, I know I told you 30 years, but this is going to be it. And that was it. I never looked back.
Well, and I'll tell you what, you don't miss a game. I mean, I've seen you at every single game I call at the women's games. I know you don't miss a men's game, and even though you haven't left the program, you're still there.
I promised at halftime, they brought me out at that last game I did again. It was Ole Miss, and I think it was April or March 10th. That was the last home game. And I promised the fans at that time that I would, if they would continue to come, that I would be there for all the games. And yeah, we love going. My wife, I was there for 29 years as play-by-play for basketball. My wife was in charge of the spirit squad, the cheerleaders, and the palm squad, and the RBI girls for 34 years. And we're both retired now. We enjoy being fans, just sitting and watching and listening to you guys, Phil. I think you're incredible on basketball and baseball. I think you do a spectacular job, and I'd much rather listen to the radio when I can than watch the television. It's just a special time, and we are Razorbacks through and through. I don't mind saying that.
Well, I really appreciate you saying the way you said that, too. But, you know, I almost wish that I came up through radio before every game was televised or streamed, because people all throughout the state know your voice, specifically because this was the way that you could follow the team game in and game out. It's different now. I mean, now you got it on iPhones, you got it on iPads, you got it on streaming services. Radio's still out there, but it doesn't quite mean as much as it used to. Isn't that correct?
You make a good point. I think you're absolutely correct there. And you know, for so long, I heard people saying, particularly right after I retired, I said, you know, they'd come up to you and say, you know, I listened to you all my life. And I really didn't pay much attention to that. And then I started thinking, you know, these guys, some of these students are 18, 19, 20 years old. If they listen to Razorback basketball, they're right. They listen to me all their lives. And, you know, when I look back on it like that, it just kind of added special meaning. And I still have some of the, you know, I had three or four of the people yesterday at the women's game come up and say, you know, we really miss you. Thanks for all the years and so forth. And they'll tell me that at the men's game or at baseball, wherever we are. It's just, it has a very special meaning having done that. But you're right. Radio meant a great deal to Razorback fans and all the sports. More than it does now, because it wasn't televised like it was now, like it is now.
Our guest on this Monday edition of Halftime is Mike Nail. Mike, we've talked a lot about the past. I want to talk about the present now. There's been a lot of rule changes that's transitioned, especially with fouls called since back in the day when Nolan was running the 40 minutes of hell. Do you think that this style of play can still work in college basketball today?
Well, I really have mixed emotions about that because coaches now are so aware. Let's just take Arkansas, for example. Coaches are so aware of how Arkansas likes to play. And you got to remember, Mike Anderson was here for 17 years mm-hmm. with Nolan. So he grew up with this style, and he's coached it at Alabama, Birmingham, and at Missouri before he came to back to Arkansas. People are aware, coaches, other coaches are aware, and they game plan for that style of basketball. So I certainly don't think it's as effective now as it used to be. And I think coaches have to start, a lot of coaches have started you know, backing off that a little bit, playing more of a half-court game. And, you know, who am I to say whether that's the right thing to do or not? But, yeah, I think sometimes this style of 40 minutes of hell or whatever they call it now, the fastest 40, sometimes is not the best kind of basketball. And I've heard Mike Anderson say that. Sometimes it's not the best kind of basketball, but you just have to go through a phase and take your bruises and move on. And you know, what the future holds, we don't know. But right now, I just think coaches are so aware of the kind of basketball this is and do their game plans for that, but it makes it difficult.
Mike, we'll leave it there. Looking forward to seeing you at Bud Walton Arena Saturday with the rest of the 94 championship team. I know it'll be a lot of emotion, and really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for coming on.
We're looking forward to it, and it's good to be with you, Phil, and you, Ty, and we'll be listening. To you guys as often as possible, and certainly during women's basketball and baseball. Phil, you're going to have a lot of fun with this baseball team, I can tell you that.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. Thanks again, Mike. That's Mike
Nail.
You bet.
Thank you, guys.